AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Howdy, hi. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Back after the holidays on your January 4th, Thursday. Just a smidge brisk out there. Matt Hunter, did you have a nice time here during the last few weeks here?
Here? At the station?
Don't get too wide-eyed now. What?
It's been fun. There's been guest hosts. It's been a change of pace.
A lot more tolerable than the usual jackass I got in here, isn't it? I mean, seriously, really. Thanks to Alan Miller. Speaking of which, thanks to Alan Miller for filling in the last 2 days. Thanks to Jeff Stein, who recorded an hour with us, although that was the toughest hour I've ever had to record because you're a week and a half away from that show airing when we recorded it.
Yeah.
How in the world do you predict where the world Trump's going to be at that point? I have alerts going off every hour. On this. Did you see the thing he did today where he's basically 50 feet from the press secretary, the press room? But he instead of going out there and meeting with the press and making a statement and walking out the door, the coward basically stayed in the Oval Office with a camera on him and basically broadcast it there.
Much happens. I didn't even see that.
Was there an echo because we could actually hear him actually speaking? It's like calling a phone in the same room. I can hear you. You know, we almost can see you from here. You do understand that, right? Yeah, it's that. I appreciate Jeff doing that. And of course, we had a lot of the governors. So we aired all the governors, DFL governor candidates forums that we had here on the show over the last month and a half that we put them all on. I do have word that it looks like we might have Tim Walz joining us later on this month. He unfortunately had to cancel earlier because of a Veterans Committee vote. But he does promise me that he's going to give us an hour. So we'll hopefully have him on before too much longer on that. Speaking of which, let's start off with a little house cleaning, can we?
Yeah.
We've changed up the SoundCloud page a little bit, okay? Now, I'll link to everything like I usually do on social media after the show, all right? But what had happened is a few years back, when we set it up, we didn't set it up correctly, and so we weren't able to really get it fixed because, well, no one had the password, or no one could remember it, or no one was wanting to give it to us, to whatever the case may be. We basically couldn't get it set up correctly on iTunes. But it's now, this is the greatest part about this, now you are going to be set up on iTunes. And so if you want Mike McEntee Show, go to iTunes. If you want, I'm presuming all of our weekend shows will be up on iTunes as well, and their individual pages on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the Matt McNeil Show. You will be able to go to iTunes and do the simplest click, subscribe, and it will generally downloads to your iPod onto iTunes right away. If you've got one of those Wi-Fi setups, it will automatically do it when we get it set up there. So by all means, great deal for you. I've had more people ask about iTunes. It's now set up correctly. We'll have a new link. I will make sure we do link to the old page. We're going to keep that up for a while because all of our old interviews are there, all our older shows are there, and we'll make sure we keep that up. I'll make sure all that stuff is posted a little bit later on for you so you can see all that. But I want to give big kudos to you and Brett Hunter for getting that set up because that has always been something that a lot of the listeners have wanted, especially the iTunes podcast, finally cleaned up.
Yeah, it's much slicker now.
And thank you very much for that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Comment at am950radio.com. Comment at am950radio.com. We doing the TV thing still?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Some habits die hard in the new year. You can watch the show if you so desire. Just go to our Facebook page, am950radio.com. The Facebook page is am950radio's Facebook page. You can live stream the show. Hello, live stream. Good to see you again. 952-946-6205. Do you want to go local or national? We got a whole bunch of cleanup stuff we got to do here.
Local.
All right, fine. We can do the local. First of all, of course, Tina Smith is now the senator from the state of Minnesota. She will serve out the rest, at least till November of this year, till we'll have an election officially replace Al Franken in the Senate. I did an interview yesterday where the guy asked me about Michelle Bachmann possibly running. She's okay. I get it. In this day and age, we don't say no more, oh, that will never happen. With the age of Trump, you can't say that. From the bottom of my heart, with all sincerity, Michelle Bachmann's got no chance at winning the state of Minnesota to be the senator. I hope she runs because she is the epitome of what is going to torpedo the Republican Party on a national level. Absolutely horrifically bad, far-right, insane candidates. Please, bon appetit. The kind of candidate that you Republicans, because you've been brainwashed by Fox News and Breitbart and Drudge and all those things, you should know enough to stay away from. But you don't have the ability to do it. And so you'll put out, Michelle Bachman is the greatest. And I am going to laugh and laugh and laugh. So, no, please do. Ooh, Hunter, I'm scared. Not Michelle Bachman. Oh, no, this liberal radio host is terrified. Does it sound convincing at all? All right. Hey, let's see. Ooh, spooky. Yeah, that's of course I thought you were a ghost. You see how white you are, Michelle? My God. it's good to be back. That one I've been waiting for. I've held that joke for a few days. Okay, I've been waiting to right in there. Here you go. I'm back. Hi. No, I'm going to guess. There was that. Who's one of the senators, or was it a House rep, a Republican female, who said she's going to run for the seat? She has no chance. If Bachman goes into this race, it's over. They're going to get Bachman, and then whoever, if it's Tina Smith, ends up being the candidate. And I hope the Democrats. The mistake they made back in the 70s should not be repeated. If there is a Democrat that would like to run for the Senate seat, I think we should have a primary. If Tina Smith wants to run, she should be part of that, of course, and we go from there. But if Michelle Bachman is the Republican nominee, well then, that should be entertaining. So with that, of course, moving on, we now have this incredible situation with Lieutenant Governor that is, to say the least, it's a very odd situation. Now, once again, if you don't remember, we talked about, and I don't know if Mike's brought this back up again, but Mike McEntee had an excellent breakdown of why you can't have this. I mean, this is there. You're not supposed to have a secretary of a lieutenant governor, rather lieutenant governor, and a senator at the same time. You can't have that. I understand that the Republicans don't want to give up that seat, but this was, you know, I mean. And I was, when I said this before we went on break, I'm actually flabbergasted. You do not have the ability for the lieutenant, a Republican or anyone, any politician to turn down the lieutenant governor's position. That blows my mind. The fact that he's like, no, you are going to be it. You sit down and enjoy the ride. I cannot comprehend how we do not have. I mean, someone has to have the ability to say no. I mean, what if they have health issues or something like that, or they're planning on retiring and they do a quirk. All of a sudden, they're thrust onto the stage. And no, I don't agree with this. And Michelle Fischbach, the lieutenant governor, I don't get the impression she's in the Kurt Doubt vein of Republicans. I mean, she does seem to be somewhat legit, you know, not mean-spirited, not agenda-driven, not controlled completely. I mean, somewhat for sure. I mean, that every Republican in this country is controlled somewhat by the machine. But I don't think she is completely, you know, into that. I'll get to that a little bit more in a second here. But I think Fischbach, she seems nice enough, but I think if in 71, they set this up, they fixed this problem. That you cannot refer back to the 1800s letter that said you could do both. Now, you either are a senator or you're the lieutenant governor. It's pretty clear. And she doesn't have the ability to resign the position and maintain her Senate seat. It doesn't sound as if. I mean, it sounds like she could resign. And that's the case. Dayton doesn't need to have a special election. It becomes a 50-50 tie. And at that point, they need one Democrat to get anything out of the House passed in the Senate. And it becomes a mess for them. So, I mean, this is not about, oh, we've got this, you know, surefire Democrat that's going to win That's the we got waiting in the wings. It's a slam dunk. Dayton doesn't even need to do that. All of a sudden, you just take away the one seat majority. I'm going to be interested to see how this goes. It seems pretty cut and dry that she cannot be both. Whether or not that plays out that way, I don't know. The Supreme Court, after handing Dayton the victory on the line item veto issue, I'm kind of under the impression, I don't know if that how much they want to get involved with the executive and legislative branches fighting. But, you know, you took the job. Yeah, so good luck. Enjoy. That remains to be seen. I will say I am still very concerned about this setup, because if all of a sudden Governor Dayton, and who has had some health issues, if Governor Dayton has a health problem, God forbid, all of a sudden we have a Republican governor, and do not think for one second, and I want to be blunt with this, do not think for one second that Kurt Dowd and Paul Gazelka have not sat down and said, here is our incredibly far-right legislation. We have it ready to go. It's in the side pouch. We're ready to pass anything we can as soon as if this does happen, and just try to get as much passed as possible, as quickly as possible, and damn the torpedoes. Because I think that they're seeing what's happening nationally. And I think that there's a very, especially if Michelle Fischbach, if she decides not to, if she decides not to run again, and all of a sudden that seat does become officially open, well, that's going to be a free for all in that district. But of course, the House is going to be, good luck, Republicans, especially anywhere in the metro area. Good luck holding any of these seats, because they're all gone, and you know they're gone. So that's why I'm a little concerned, is that they might realize, okay, well, we got one final, last thing we can do. Well, fine, we'll do it. And that goes all the way past the election. That goes in, they'll call a special session. They'll do it. They will. These people will skirt any law. Look what they did in Virginia, for goodness sakes. The Democrat won in Virginia. The court refused to certify the race. Another judge went out there and started negating votes till they got to a tie, and then they had a fair draw. Yeah, right. Please, that was clearly, and that's how far the Republicans will go. They will make a mockery of the system. They will gladly throw out votes any way they can. Remember when we looked at Franken and Coleman, when that thing happened? The whole thing was the people that the Republicans and Democrat that were looking at that race said, we will not throw out votes if we feel as if we can determine who the vote was for. Republicans nowadays, they would throw out every Democratic vote if they could. Absolutely. Look at how what Trump has done with those votes up in New Hampshire, or not New Hampshire, with his voting anti-voting committee, where he wanted to throw out 3 million votes just so he could have the back pat of the popular vote victory. Now, I don't trust these guys. I do not trust them. And putting a Republican in the second place seat at this point does concern me greatly. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we come on back, more local, a hoot of a letter from one Tony Clown Car Cornish. His farewell serenade to the House Republicans wasn't supposed to be released to the public, but looky here, I got a copy. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it's help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388, or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Hey, Minnesota, Norm Mangoldman here. The furniture business is one of those industries that's full of fake sales and false discounts. This is the age of the hashtag illegitimate fake president, and haven't you been lied to enough? That's why you need to check out Habitation Furnishing and Design. Habitation offers some of the coolest furniture in Minneapolis at fair prices every day. No fake sales, no phony discounts, just honest, intriguing, and really unique furniture. Check out Habitation on Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park, or visit HabitationDesign.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. One of the best parts of owning a new Toyota from Rudy Luther Toyota is the service that comes with the vehicle. With my service package, I don't pay for anything. Oil changes, routine maintenance, and front-to-back coverage, it's an amazing stress reliever to have the cost of maintaining my vehicle included in the original cost. And Rudy Luther's top-notch staff takes care of everything, making my life even better. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So you have all that good stuff. Bachman, Tina Smith, now the senator. Of course, the whole drama with the lieutenant governor situation. But we also said goodbye to a dear, dear friend. Well, okay, I don't know. A guy. How about we say it like that? Not a friend, but some there's fella. All right, we said goodbye to Tony Clown Car Cornish. That's right, the representative and mustache model who resigned after it became revealed during the entire Danchon fiasco that he himself as well had some allegations of sexual impropriety against him. And one of the more vocal voices in the Republican Party in Minnesota had to resign. I was talking about Fishbach, and like I mean, she's somewhat controlled by the machine. All Republicans are. They are all somewhat controlled by the machine. You look at Bob Corker and Flake, and what you have to do to get under out of the way of control of them. But they're still somewhat under control. Fishbach is somewhat in control, but Cornish was basically operate me, tell me what to do kind of guy. Well, he is gone, but he apparently is got pen pals. He wrote a letter to this Congress, and once again, Brianna Bierschbach is a far better human being than I'll ever be. She's a great journalist. A lost art in this day and age. She does not lean one way or the other. Her writing is incredibly even and fair and balanced. She is a true pro. And she, through a source, got this. As a matter of fact, I asked her, it's like, was this supposed to get released to the public? Apparently it wasn't. And so we get a glimpse into the letter stylings and correspondence of one Tony Cornish because it was leaked to the media. Here we go. By the way, I will say this. I have posted this letter up there. He has included his phone number here. Don't call that, okay? It's enough, okay? Just don't bother the guy. You know, don't. Just don't. Dear fellow legislators and staff. Should I do it like Yosemite Sam? Because, I mean, really, it is Tony Clown Clark. Who can argue with that? Dear fellow legislators and staff, there is no way to express my apology to you strong enough for getting myself into this mess and bring a cloud over the house and my friends. Can I ask you this? Has he apologized to the person who alleged the sexual harassment? Have we had that public apology?
I don't think so.
Oh, but hey, sorry about what I did. I drank the entire keg. What was I supposed to do? I'll miss you all. Aw. Hard to say goodbye to you in the Capitol since I've been there since the 80s lobbying for the game wardens. And then as a state representative since January of 08, you've been so kind to me. Hopefully our paths will cross again soon. Well, considering why you're leaving, I think some people are probably, well, never mind. I do have a wish list, however. Can you please do your best? You can on this request. I realize that once I am gone, I have no influence on you or what you do. But these are some things I have opposed in the past and things I hope you'll consider carefully before taking action. Things he's opposed. You know, is this the freaking epitome of the difference between Democrats and Republicans? When you ask a Democrat, what did you do when you were in Congress? Here are the things I championed. When you ask a Republican, what do they say? Here are the things I opposed. Here's his proud list of opposition here. Let's go into it. Anti-motorcycle profiling. Now, I can't quite understand when you read this here. It's not clear. It sounds like he does not want a bill put into place that prevents profiling of motorcycle riders. Is this a problem? We're a motorcycle state. I mean, we're not Wisconsin and the Dakotas and Sturgis, for God's sakes. And we're not Wisconsin with Harley Davidson, but we have a lot of riders here. I mean, I've never heard of any rider myself having an issue with this, but apparently there are some people that have called for this. The justification from one senior clown car. I have done the best I can to prove that it basically does not exist in Minnesota. This bill would create more of a wedge between bikers and cops than it would go to solve any perceived problems of which I have not found. In the redundancy corner. After a year of asking for specific complaints and after a year of motorcycle operators having issued a complaint card explaining exactly how to turn in a complaint, not one was filed. I don't know if there is a problem with this, but dude, what? It's kind of an interesting first opposition, but all right. He opposes more authority to police review boards. Oh, here endeth the lesson, isn't it? Please do not give the authority to local governments to issue a finding or fact or issue discipline in local law enforcement disciplinary investigations. Currently, in fact, quite recently, we passed legislation that prohibited citizen review boards in police matters from finding a fact or issue disciplinary actions. All they can do is pass on recommendations to the chief. Advocacy groups will try to change this session. It would turn the process upside down and put in the hands of radical advocacy groups or local government. It's one of the two. It's radical advocacy groups or elected officials. I mean, it's one of the two, you know. Seriously, dude, shut up. I don't have to pay any respect to you anymore. You're gone. And you went out, and in a jerk way too. So I'm not going to pay any respect to you. Shut up, man. You know, if Tony Cornish actually cared about police officers not shooting innocent people as much as he cares about making sure no review board can issue a fact that says, hey, they shouldn't have done this, then maybe, just maybe, we wouldn't have a police force which seems to consistently have the problem of killing people who are innocent of anything. Dear God, man. You arrogant jerk. Hey, we can't let the elected officials of a local community have any say in what the police do, including if they accidentally shoot someone or purposely shoot someone. How dare those local officials try to chime in with their fact-finding about it? Really? My God. Once again, isn't it amazing to me when you have a Republican who sits there and will scream about local control, man, local control, let local control, let local control. No big government. But then all of a sudden, local control wants to do something like, oh, I don't know, raise the minimum wage or give people health benefits or do a review of a police shooting in their jurisdiction. Then that's government out of control. That's radical advocacy groups. No, it's just a person who wants to control everything, and you're a jackass. How about I say it like that? Clown car, my gosh. All right, well, that's the second one. We've got five more Tony Cornish gems to get a Cornish game hens. How about we tell it like that? Cornish game hens, five of them coming your way after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. And also, when we do return, Matt's Literary Corner. Yeah, that's right. The book club's going to start up. There's a hoot of a book coming out about Trump. I think that's going to be our first one. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee. I'm taking a few days off, but never fear, we still have a great show for you at 4 p.m. Ellie Krug will be filling in for me. You know her as the voice of Hidden Edges Radio, which you can hear on the weekends on AM 950. Ellie will have great guests, the latest news, and we'll be taking your calls from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. So listen in to the Mike McEntee Show with guest host Ellie Krug at 4 p.m. on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 4. Friday, sunny and cold with a high near 5. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 12.
Which appliance store has more of everything you want? Over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners believe it's the specialists at Warner's Stallion. We guarantee never to be beat on price. Ask one of our customers to rate our free delivery, appliance installation, and recycling services. Go to WarnerStallion.com to learn more.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Matt back. Hi. Programming brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week. All of them right now. It's the New Year's week, so we're just going to have all of them featured. Stop on in. Great local restaurants. Many of them locally sourced. You get a great local meal. The money stays local. It is eatlocalminnesota.com. And if you're like me, I do not want to freaking cook anymore. I've been cooking too much. Too much. So I'm going to go eat out tonight. Eatlocalminnesota.com. Join me. Find a great local restaurant that you will enjoy. 952-946-6205. Once again, Tony Cornish sent a note to the House Republicans on his resigning because of sexual misconduct allegations. And basically, he put in a list of things he wants to make sure don't ever let anything like this happen. His list of opposition. We've read two of them. Once again, anti-motorcycle profiling, more authority for local communities to have a police review boards. He doesn't want that to happen. He does not want a forcing police peace officers to purchase their own liability insurance. State laws that would force peace officers to buy their own liability insurance. Please don't let this happen. I don't know. Maybe, once again, if you were just slightly as concerned by the dead bodies of innocent people that have been shot by police officers under the guise of, I thought there was something that they were doing with their hand in their waistband and a hand, and it was the light and the moon and a reflection, and I was justified. If you were concerned half as much about the victims of police gun violence as you are about the police carrying liability insurance, I might give you some leeway. The reality is, I think that liability insurance for police officers, if we're going to continue to have these officers, if we're going to give them this level of responsibility that they can shoot and kill really without any consequences whatsoever, well, then maybe liability insurance is not the worst idea. Anti-cop bills in general. He's opposed to those. There's probably going to be a lot of what advocacy groups call police reform bills. Or I love how anyone that brings it up is an advocacy group as opposed to, I don't know, a concerned citizen, a Minnesotan. If I bring it up, I'm no longer a Minnesotan. I'm an advocacy group guy. Yeah, whatever. Please remember that cops still enjoy a high degree in support and respect statewide. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. This is about the fact that we give them the ability to gun anyone down at any point, and we have no consequences for them. The perceived problem nationwide comes from a large metro areas, just like here in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Don't let the metro try to solve the problems with statewide laws and regulations. Make them take care of it themselves. Well, that's a false misnomer because there are plenty of people and plenty of police officers who have shot people that have not had a gun on them in rural communities. I mean, Wichita, Kansas, over the holidays. Didn't you have the swatting case down there? Guys, you know, unarmed man gets gunned down. I mean, that's not the big East Coast liberal metro cities. That's Wichita, freaking Kansas, dude. Anyway, but you can sense a theme here with Clown Car. Please do not pass any gun control bills. Here's where this gets weird a little bit, because clearly there is this organization behind the scenes of the Republican Party that is clearly probably getting paid dramatically by the NRA to make sure they're the point people. There seems to be this element that's the point people for all Republicans in the state when it comes to gun control. Joe Olson, the Hamlin professor, is the best person for advice here. I can get you his contact information. GOCRA. GOCRA is all but gone. The GOCRA PAC is still there with Rob Dorr, but the organization has fallen apart. NRA is the go-to organization for that. I am thinking Representative Nash is one of the go-to reps now that he will have contact with them. So once again, it's okay. So he's opposing any kind of gun bills in the state. Now, this is the guy that wanted, I mean, didn't he win the one that say 8-year-olds should be able to get silencers? That was the 8-year-old should be able to carry a gun. So this guy is not someone who's sane when it comes to guns. This is someone who is clearly mentally unstable when it comes to guns, because only insane people think 8-year-olds should be able to carry guns around and 8-year-olds should be able to get silencers. Okay. But, and I mean, I thought that wasn't that him? Wasn't that him with the silencers and the kids getting guns? I thought it was. I think it was him. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it was him. Anyway, but okay, so you have Joe Olson, who apparently at Hamlin University, and by the way, Hamlin University, I get the fact that you enjoy sometimes your professors there, but you've got pro-gun dude. I mean, can I ask, does he carry a gun around on the campus at Hamlin University? If my kids go to Hamlin University, do they have to go to potentially a class with a guy with a loaded weapon on them? Because I can tell you right now, I got 3 kids who are going to be going to college. None of them are going to go to Hamlin University if that clown is there. This gun nut, gun kook, who I guarantee, if he's like every other gun kook I've ever met, is trying to sneak their gun into every place they can because they want to feel like, look at me, I'm superior. I don't know. I mean, Hamlin, you need to explain, what's this guy? Is this guy got a gun on campus? Because that sounds pretty damn reckless, if you ask me. G-O-C-R-A, Gokra? So apparently there was some group that was behind the scenes that was pulling all the strings on the House Republicans. Now it goes to Representative Nash. Tell you what, the NRA, there's a lot of ugly there. And there's a lot of implication on this letter. Like I said, when I got to this point in the letter, I actually went and asked Brianna Bierschbach at MinnPost. I said, was this meant for the public to see? And she said, no, this came from a contact. So clearly the House Republicans need to explain, are you being controlled on this issue, or as a state body where people are individually elected there by their districts, is it something where the local politician has any say in this, or are they told what to vote, how to vote? He's opposing no window tinting. Please, no window tinting. Okay, once again, this is a little bit harder to figure out. This is a safety issue for officers now more than ever. You've seen in the videos, folks, the officers approaching the vehicle, trying to see who's inside, and they have. Please remember that the officers killed the innocent-looking traffic stops. Please don't allow more tint, making it impossible to see who's in the vehicle and what they are doing. You want to know the truth is, can I actually back him up on this one? Considering the nature of police officers to just start shooting into a car, especially because, don't look at it from this point. Here's Matt, public service announcement, okay? Dude, do you see these guys? Even without tinting, they're shooting people that don't have a gun on them. You want to put tinting on your windows? Are you insane? No, don't do the tinting, okay? Don't. No. I swear I was looking in the window and I saw a gun come out. Well, that was your own gun, sir. You saw your reflection. Oh. Yeah. Please, no one license plate per vehicle. Please, no one license plate per vehicle. Okay. This conflicts greatly with the amber alerts and blue alerts, officers injured or killed, and also silver alerts, searches for elderly and special people who are confused or lost, make it 50% less likely that someone has assaulted or killed a cop, someone who's abducted a child would be apprehended. Is that even something that can happen? You can get two license plates for a car? You know, it's Tony, I don't mean to point out the flaw in your right-wing fantasy world, but someone could just take a screwdriver, take a license plate off someone else's car, put it on their car, and well, there's not much you can do about it. Why aren't you as concerned about that? Maybe make that a penalty or something of that nature. I don't know. He signs it, Tony, puts down his cell phone and then his email as well. That I've actually got the letter up on the Facebook and the Twitter account as well. You can go to Matt McNeil Show on Twitter, Matt McNeil Show, Progressive Citizen X on Facebook. You can see that letter there. But that's Tony Clown Car Cornish, who basically is his left, but he's got his wish list of things he wants you to take care of. And once again, I just want to make sure I say this for the record. If I could only see an individual be as much concerned about training officers to not shoot people that don't have guns, or women that look like suburban housewives who are wearing a robe, or African-Americans just because they're African-Americans. If we could actually have as much serious training on that as we have, as Tony Cornish is out there insisting that, you can't have any other stuff there, that you can't, let's not pass any laws, let's not have any review boards, let's not have any gun control, let's not have any window tinting. I mean, maybe I'd take you seriously, but the fact is that the biggest problem here is officers are shooting people that do not have a gun, and we have a system in place that does not hold these people accountable, that you can have a drunk police officer off work say, I'm going to go shoot that guy, go home, get a gun, come back, shoot the guy, and basically it's maybe 50-50 if the guy's going to be found guilty. All you have to do is say, hey, I was in the line of duty and I thought he had a gun. And the laws basically say, yep, that's a legal kill. That's a good quality kill. Like I said, I would love to see anything in the realm of accountability on that level, as much as clearly Tony Cornish has put as much thought into the rest of this as he has. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. When we do come on back, boy, oh boy, do we have a heck of a lot of of juicy details about a lovely new book here from Michael Wolff. We'll talk about that when it comes back. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive. How do you choose an automotive repair shop? I bet you look for quality and dependability. You want someone you can trust to do the job right the first time. It saves you money and hassle because you're not coming back over and over again. My team of top-notch automotive specialists knows vehicles inside and out, and I guarantee it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
This is Kevin Ross from Hoppy Trolley, and you're going to absolutely love our new heated and air-conditioned electric bus. We've completely restored 1968 West Coaster to its original condition. It's a lightweight electric vehicle so you can taste with no waste. Let us drive you in comfortable style while you have fun tasting beer and learning about the area's best craft breweries and interesting neighborhoods, all without impacting the environment. Book now at 612-607-3681 or online at hoppytrolley.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Visit STEM and check out their new house-infused vodkas. STEM now has the largest collection of infused vodkas in the state. Enjoy exotic flavors like blueberry mango, peach cardamom, and spiced pear. STEM is open Tuesday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and features a collection of global small lot wines, craft cocktails, and small plates in a comfortable atmosphere. They look forward to your visit. Be sure to check out STEM at stemminneapolis.com to keep up with wine tasting events and new menu items.
This is Bill McLeslie, owner of IP House in Minneapolis. Does the thought of upgrading the computers at your office keep you up at night? Change can be overwhelming, especially when it comes to technology. I started IP House with the mission of making technology simple. We provide tech support for businesses just like yours, managing the technical hurdles so you can sleep at night. If your technology has you worried, call us, IP House, 612-337-6337. 612-337-6337.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Let's get Brian in really quick. Brian and Otsego, he wanted to chime in on the Tony Cornish letter here and all of his fawning over the police and making sure no laws ever get passed to, I don't know, make us safer in, as far as gun control goes. Welcome on in, Brian.
Hey, Matt, thanks. Great show as always. It's just shocking that police, there is no level of accountability oversight and that they're under different statutes than the normal rank and file citizen. When, as you're well aware of, even in a combat theater, our deployed troops are held at a higher level of standard than our police force, which is not a military force. It is a protect and serve force. We have to get back to some semblance of reality, because the system itself is showing that it doesn't work and it's broken. And we should welcome oversight, as the Fraternal Order of Police should also, to be transparent, to be able to call the herd of officers that don't belong there. We always hear about the blue line, the blue line. They literally close rank and file on individuals that have no business carrying a weapon. Well, and in Star and Trib today, we're now finally, and it hasn't been adopted yet, it has to be voted on, that if there's a domestic assault conviction on an officer's record, it will at least trigger an investigation. But if you or I have a domestic assault, we're not going to be hunting and we're not going to be carrying, have a concealed carry permit. It's lunacy.
Well, and Brian, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. And his point is exactly right. I mean, the police unions, I only wish police unions would only seem to be as serious about stopping unnecessarily shooting of civilians by officers as they are about teaching those same officers how to stash every dime they can so that the civil trial against them, which will undoubtedly find them guilty, won't take all their money from them. And then teach them how to be smug and rub it in the face of the victim about how you got he deserved it, ha ha ha. I wish you guys would actually try to stop the killing, because that's the evidence that there is a problem, the dead bodies. That is the evidence of it. And he is also exactly right. The standards we hold our military to are far below what are far higher, much more extensive than what police officers are. Police officers basically have the ability to kill. The ability to kill. I could walk out this station, I could get gunned down by an officer, and all you have to say is, I thought he had a gun. Even if it was an officer from a completely different jurisdiction, some guy from Moorhead would drive down here, could shoot me, and say, hey, I thought he was reaching for a gun. I'm a police officer. You can't hold me accountable. And he could probably say that. You can't hold me accountable. I wanted to shoot the guy. I thought he had a gun. I don't have a gun, FYI. 952-946-6205. Anyway, let's join the Matt McNeil Book Club. Fire and Fury is going to be our first selection, and when it does come on out, because it any word on whether or not Hunter the lawsuit, this threat by Trump to basically say you can't print this book and that you have to apologize to me. Has that been thrown out yet? I mean, it was only about an hour ago, three or 4 hours ago.
I don't think it's been thrown out yet.
Yeah, but it will be thrown out. I mean, they're going to print this book.
Oh, of course. It's already number one bestseller.
Let's run through some of the... It was like Christmas, because it's like every news alert that came down, I unwrapped a new little gem. This is just all the stuff that came down yesterday. Senior presidential advisor Steve Bannon, in the new book about Trump from Michael Wolff of Fire and Fury, called Trump Jr. Tweedledee, meeting with the Russians treasonous and unpatriotic. He also said Jr. will crack like an egg under questioning. Bannon goes on to say White House advisor and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner, illegal activities, namely his illegal money laundering deals, will be the element which will eventually blank Trump. The most damning allegations from Steve Bannon is Trump himself, on the day of Trump Jr.'s Trump Tower meeting, met with the same Russians as Trump Jr. took them up to see his dad. You see that one? Holy God. Trump has repeatedly insisted he never knew anything about the Russian meeting, but once again, Steve Bannon told Michael Wolff that apparently Donald Trump Jr. was so impressed by what the Russians said at the Trump Tower meeting that he took them immediately up to meet his dad at Trump Tower that day, which is everything right there. Let's see. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump goes on to describe Trump as being white as a ghost when the trend of him showed him actually winning started to come true. And Melania, the first lady, was openly weeping, but not tears of joy. No, she was incredibly sad. They ran for office not to win, and then they won. By the way, it should tell you a little bit more about how powerful the brainwashing of Fox News is, and something we have to talk about there. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump tells the story of how after Fox News' Roger Ailes suggested former Speaker of the House John Boehner to be his chief of staff, Trump's response was, "Who's that?" Michael Wolff's new book on Trump tells how when he won, aide Sam Nunberg, if you are watching on TV, I'm going on the video live stream, I'm going to do my portrayal of this. And just if you can see this, I'll explain it to you. You won't be able to see it if you're listening on the radio, but if you do go back and watch the video stream a little bit later on, you'll be kind of, if you do this, it is bizarre that this is the president of the United States. So where is that here? Michael Wolff's new book on Trump tells how when he won, aide Sam Nunberg was tasked with explaining the Constitution to Trump. Apparently, when Nunberg had only gotten to the Fourth Amendment, Trump started playing with his lips and rolling his eyes back in the head. This is at this point, Nunberg quit as it became apparent Trump had the attention span of a kindergartner. So here you go. He gets to the Fourth Amendment. Seriously, that's the president of the freaking United States? Did the Curb Your Enthusiasm music start playing at that point? Did the narrator Did the narrator come in and make a comment of like, no, he did start grabbing his lip and start rolling his eyes back in his head? Oh, that's worth that. Hunter, is that worth the price of going in and getting the video stream on that?
Oh, yeah. There,
that's our president. Wow. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump explains Trump is desperately seeking the approval of two men, Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch and Russian despot Vladimir Putin. Murdoch, realizing the path to success for Trump was to be moderating on some of his stances, was quoted after a discussion with Trump as saying, "What a blanking idiot." Michael Wolff's new book on Trump tells of how Ann freaking Coulter told Trump to not hire his own kids, something he almost immediately did afterwards. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump states Trump turned down former UN ambassador John Bolton to be Secretary of State and head of our National Mustache Reserve because Trump did not like the mustache on Bolton's face. Well, we do agree on some things, I guess. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump quotes Trump as referring to then acting Attorney General Sally Yates as the C word, the vulgar term for a woman. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump states Trump and his sons regularly subjected his director of communications, Hope Hicks, to repeated rude comments, even referring to her as the best piece of blank Corey Lewandowski ever had. Wow. To which she apparently ran from the room. Wow. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump states White House advisor and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner could not name three Trump top priorities 6 weeks into Trump's first term. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump tells how the White House advisor and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and first daughter and White House staff are doing something. Ivanka Trump made an agreement that Ivanka would become the first female head of state. What? Well, we call that the president here in this country. I don't know. The head of state. Sure thing, Buck Rogers. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump points to the fact Trump colluding with Russia might not even be Trump's biggest crime, explaining that treason committed comment by Bannon would be actually the bigger problem. Michael Wolff's book on Trump states Trump likes to be in bed at 6:30 p.m. to eat what? Burgers? What? Bedtime cheeseburgers? What? he eats cheeseburgers in bed at 6:30 at night. Holy God. He likes to watch TV and call friends while he has his bedtime burgers. One of those calls, he basically badmouthed the New York Times Saturday Night Live in the Steele dossiers. Allegations. Michael Wolff's new book on Trump has Trump bragging about how sleeping with his friends' wives made his life worth living. He would set up friends, have their wives on the phone, so the wives were on the speakerphone. They didn't. The guy in the office didn't know. Would then try to get the friend to admit indiscretions while his wife was listening, or Trump would then tempt them with hookers.
Is this in the White House?
Yeah, no. This is before. Well, yeah. Would you put it past the guy? No. Anyway, he then made the moves on the wife's friend, trying to appeal to them as their friend because I exposed the truth. Wow. Hey, evangelicals, quick question for you. When was Trump most like Jesus? Was it when he called Sally Yates the C word, or was it when he went and sexually harassed Hope Hicks, or was it when he basically tried to pick up all of his friends' wives? When was it? There's so many Christian-y things here, aren't there? Oh, and then there's the story today about the guy. Everyone was on Air Force One when they came up with the story for Trump Jr. All of them have made up their own excuses. Ivanka said she took a pill and went to sleep. Jared Kushner says, I didn't have a pencil, so I don't know what was said. And apparently everyone else was hunkered around the table watching Fargo to avoid from hearing what Trump was telling Trump Jr. to do because they didn't want any part of it because they knew of treason and collusion. By the way, I want you to look at the Fargo movie. Look what happens to Steve Buscemi. That's what's going to happen to your entire freaking White House. You clowns, good to be back. Ellie's in next for Mike McEntee. Thank you very much for being here. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see you.